God bless you and good evening to you. I have a word that I'd like to share with you. If you have a few moments to listen to me. And it comes from Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So the message of the gospel is that God loves you, and he's made a pathway for you to be forgiven of every sin, not just some of the sins, but every sin. And the gospel is basically the good news that each person in the world, everyone who hears the word, can be saved. And you don't have to be separated from God, because he wants to restore you. He wants to fix what is broken in you. And there are so many ways you can be broken. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this scripture. I thank you for the ability to understand the scripture and the gospel and its purpose. And I thank you for giving me a voice and a mind to want to share this word with your church. Amen. So for those of you who have some trouble, and there are so many troubles, and I don't mind listening to your troubles, I'm not going to say to you, I don't want to hear that. For as Jesus looked out on the crowd in Galilee as he preached, he saw so many faces. He saw all of the faces, and each one separately. Can you imagine a crowd like you see in on a football field or a hockey field, of the person's watching, or even a basketball game, if you look out in the crowd, everybody has a different expression and a different reaction. And so it is with the word of the gospel. Each person has its own, his or her own feelings, his or her own reaction to the word. I don't know what everybody's feeling. Jesus knew. He could see it on their faces. And he listens to you when you pray. That is the way you communicate with him. And so, I want to tell you, if you're suffering from anything, if your heart is broken, if you're sick, if you're hurt, if you're lonely, Jesus has a word for you. I am here. Jesus has living water for you. I am here. Drink. Come and drink of this fountain. The word is water. It's living water for your soul and for each of your problems. Jesus wants to say to you, if you have no one to listen to you, you have nowhere to turn. If you're lonely, if you feel forsaken, if someone has tried to set you back, if you've been pushed back, I will restore you. I will build you a new house. But first, I have to break down the old house in order to restore you. I have to bring forth that new creature in you. And you have to trust me, for I can handle it. And I can help you handle it. Just come to me. Come to me. Don't be afraid. There is a way, there is a bridge to this restoration, but you have to be willing to come. You have to be willing to say, I need help. Help me, Lord. Please help me. I cannot do this alone. I need you. Come to me. The door is open. Jesus is always saying that to any and everybody. He will not turn you away. He talked with all types of people in many different situations. and many different sorrows went past him, and through him they were all reborn or renewed, restored. And that is the purpose of the gospel. It is the good word, it is the good news, that no matter what you are going through in this life, no matter how hard it seems to be for you, there is one that you can count upon, and that person is Jesus. He's there for you. He wants to be your brother. He is the Son of God there in the beginning, but the Son of God who came forth in the form of a man. Jesus is there for you no matter what. Don't let anyone tell you that he's not. Don't let anyone tell you that Jesus has forgotten about you, because that person is sowing something that is improper. A sower sows the word. He does not sow strife. He sows the word and the good news. And I want you to know that in Mark 4:14, the sower soweth the word. And that is something that I want you to understand. It's not always a bad seed, like people try to reap what you sow. No, the sower soweth a good word. And don't worry about what anyone else is telling you. There is an answer for you. So someone is going around telling you there's no hope for you, there's no help for you. Don't believe that. Believe that Jesus came to save you, to forgive you, to heal you up where you've been broken down. Be not ashamed. Be not afraid. Speak up and ask for help. Even if you can't get to counseling, get to a Bible and find these scriptures that I'm talking about. And know that there is a name that you can call on at any time. Just say, Lord, help me. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, I need you right now. Lord, I need you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I trust in you. Will you accept me? Yes is the answer. Yes, I'm here for you. Yes is the answer. If you pray this prayer, know that God is waiting to hear from you, and he wants to help you. He is and will be your personal Savior. Amen and amen.